Here he is, Nick Rebolt, with us this morning.
Good morning. Nick. Gee, the weeks are rolling by.
God, it's like we see each other every day, but it's every Friday.
Oh, it's great.
What are you doing this weekend? The Rub or the Tug or which one are you involved in?
A bit of both.
The huddle, the shoot-off.
See how fortunate I am.
The gallery.
See how lucky I get.
I've got a feeling about you. You're going to get lucky this weekend. We were just talking off air about Richmond's incident in the nightclub with Bolton and Rioli, and that's been a very real part of your life as a footballer.
Yeah.
There was a story recounted through the week of some blokes just pinging ice at you at the other table.
Nice of it was Lee Montagna, wasn't it? Nice of him to volunteer that story. That was good.
And you would remember it though.
Yeah, you can remember those things. But I mean it's
so you're just out having dinner?
It's extraordinarily common.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean I think it's a I don't know what precipitates it. I think it's maybe a bit of a false courage now.
Because they know you won't react.
Because they know players can't react. And if they do react, like they did in this case, the Richmond boys, well, then look at the fallout.
Mm.
So the fallout for the people baiting you is basically zero.
Yeah, minimal.
But the fallout for these guys is, okay, you're injured, you're out, the exposure, the
media.
The heat that comes with all of that. So, yeah, I had a lot of times throughout my career where you'd be out and there'd be comments or there'd be sort of little random acts like getting ice thrown at you and stuff. And you're cooked. You've got nowhere to go.
Were there places where as a player you knew you could go and it'd be okay, like where there were pubs where you all knew it was going to be
course,
all right?
Of course, yeah. You pick your mark, but there are idiots everywhere.
Absolutely.
There are idiots in football clubs. There are idiots in the public. And so you've got to pick your mark a little bit. I definitely got a little bit wiser as my career went on about the type of situations, the type of places, the time of day to avoid. That's always a really big one.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Well, we probably were, that might be in your life, Marty. We probably wound it back to a little bit closer towards midnight.
but we operate
in different worlds, and that's okay. In your world,
yes.
Yeah, I've always wondered this, musicians, comedians, actors. It's almost that after dark sort of activity and scare. It's almost celebrated.
Well,
it's a different
interaction that I have with the public.
Yeah.
To what elite sports people do. There's no one challenging me or there's no macho around.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah, there's none of that because it always is funny.
That wasn't funny.
I've never not been funny, so I've never experienced that. I'm sure some people have. Will may have.
It's my week.
It's Will's week. Copping it.
I've turned it on
that's
Will
the,
this
well,
week.
Well, that's the sort of thing, Will, now you can relate.
Marty throws ice at me during the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, let's talk about this mark of the year kerfuffle that's taking place at the moment as well, because Bolton took an absolute screamer.
Gary Lyon declared it straight away. He said that's mark of the year. But so the AFL have trusted the people.
Mm-hmm.
The people can't be trusted.
We're not Collingwood members,
clearly,
as it turns out.
Clearly the people cannot be trusted because this was a great mark. This was incredible. We got some audio. Is that why you're telling me to shush?
No. I was just waving at the ceiling.
Producer's signal. Hey, let me play the mark and we can react off that. We're not running that smoothly here this morning.
He does not have the mark.
That's okay.
We're just talking about it. It was unreal.
It was a great mark. It was declared sort of mark of the year by a lot of people. But again, the people have proven on this instance that they can't be trusted. I suffered a similar fate, or at least I felt hard done by in 2004 when I took I couldn't take hangers, so I took a what I consider probably the best mark of my career.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, thanks.
I just watched it this morning.
Yeah,
because I said to Will, what about Jonathan Brown's mark? He goes, have you seen Nick Revolt? Which I had, but I'd forgotten.
Yeah,
the bravery and courage involved in running back full tilt. Jumping over, sort of half jumping over a bloke and landing on your neck.
So I thought I was a good thing. I thought I was a good thing for Mark of the Year that year. And so I was invited along to the awards and it was a car. You want a car back
then. Oh, and you're thinking.
Which I was thinking.
I've just jagged a car.
I might not drink because I might be driving away with a new car tonight. That's going to be amazing.
I might not drink.
And I walked in and as soon as I walked in to the event, I saw Ashley Sampey there. Who'd sat on... Melbourne.
Adam Uze pushed him up from memory there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That was a belter. A
I noticed you had that, Mark. Yeah. You did, ready to go. And so straight away, I thought he's not flying from Western Australia for this awards night unless he's won Mark of the Year. So I got the sads up pretty early in that function. But so I can relate to Shai Bolton, but he can still win Mark of the Year.
Yes.
Because the AFL have discretion at the end of the season to put in the five best of the rest.
Yep.
And he'll
be one of those.
And he'll be one of those. Absolutely. I think he'll win it.
And first game, I believe, calling for the M's this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Pulled in the big guns for the Essendon Fremantle blockbuster at Marvel on Sunday.
Oh, that'll be a big game.
It'll be a beauty.
Who are you working with?
I'm working with my old running mate, Lee Montagna.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Who's doing a great job calling. Yep. I think Nathan Brown's on that one too.
Oh, good. That'll be a fun afternoon.
Nath Brown. No,
it's Barry Denner.
Oh, is it?
Yourself,
yeah,
Lee Montagna.
I should probably check the memo that went out this morning.
And the roster.
Our own Daisy Thomas.
Oh, there you go. That'll be fun.
So he'll be fresh off a game of footy, won't he?
I imagine, yeah. That'll be on the Saturday.
He'll be sore. Two weeks in a row.
Yeah, he won't know himself. St Kilda Geelong tonight.
They're a sniff, the Saints. They're a sniff. They jury's out, absolutely, on their form. So they've gotten themselves to 4-4. They've won the last 2 weeks, which they absolutely needed to do to keep their season alive. And we know Geelong are up. They're rolling after last week smashing the Tigers. But I do give them a sneaky chance against the Cats.
What else do you like?
Hawthorn
North.
Well, I do.
Launceston.
I do. I've got a morbid fascination with Hawthorn North Melbourne. This is North Melbourne's grand final.
This might
be their best look for the year to get a win.
It could be. Well, I mean, we don't talk odds, but I did notice that Hawthorn were just over $1 and North were at $3. No one else believes they can win.
I think the Hawks are in for a stretch of pain. So, but if you'd be willing to put up with it if you're a Hawthorn supporter.
Oh,
if
totally.
You knew that you were going to rise and win 1-8 and then again the three-peat and then spend some time down the bottom, you can just wear that. But in Launceston too, and these are the Tasmanian based sides, if you like, that play games
down
there.
Should we guess the crowd down there?
Yeah, well, I think the people of Tasmania are starting to vote with their feet.
They absolutely are,
and I reckon they're just making a bit of a statement with the low crowds down there that hey, enough's
are you prepared
enough.
To put a number to
enough's
it?
Enough's enough. I'm going to say sub 15.
I'll say 8.
8. Oh, God. Sub 10.
Yep.
Oof,
because they don't care, and this is why they can't have a team.
This is why they should have a team. hey, don't.
I know.
I'll start throwing ice at you.
I forgot
I'll
where you grew up.
Ice at you.
Just for a second.
I'm part of the push. It has to happen.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to turn up if they want it to happen.
That's why they're not turning up, Marty. They're saying enough.
Enough.
We want our own team.
We want our own team.
That's it.
Anything else catch your eye before we thank you for your time?
Oh, The Q clash, I don't think there's a huge fascination with down here. They get violent from time to time.
Yes.
Port Adelaide Bulldogs, I think, is game of the round. Two sides that we both expect to contend.
Yep.
And these are the games where you basically give yourself a bit of a footy audit. You come up against a really good quality opposition. You can see what part of your games are in good shape, the part of the game where you're vulnerable. I think Port Adelaide will be too strong over there at the Adelaide Oval.
Beautiful, Nick. Have a lovely weekend, mate.
Enjoy, guys.